It's More to the Story on WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week, we welcome back the Buncombe County reporter for the Asheville Citizen Times, Jennifer Bowman. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a couple of topics we wanted to speak with you about. This is certainly topics that are something that so many of our listeners are probably already aware of, at least to a certain extent. But let's begin with the former Buncombe County manager, Wanda Green. Of course, she retired after more than a 20-year career with the county. She left at that time as a largely favorable reputation. That certainly changed quickly. You actually just finished up and the Citizen Times had printed a recap story that you were responsible for.
That's correct. Yeah, so what we've seen with Wanda Green is, you know, the first major step after some 8 months of investigations by the federal officials. And we saw that both her and she and her son, Michael Green, who's also a former county employee, have been indicted. And they've been accused of some $200,000 worth of improper spending over a decade-long period, either through their own county-issued credit cards or through Wanda Green's assistant's credit cards. So what you've seen are 56 counts of charges that include wire fraud and conspiracy. And Wanda Green, additionally, she's been charged with embezzlement.
And let's remind everybody, and I know I probably brought this up with you or some of the other reporters we've talked to about this subject matter in the past. When we think about all the extra benefits that went with these credit cards, gift cards, trip, Wanda Green was not exactly making what would be considered a low salary at this job.
No, she was quite well paid, as was her son. Both made six figures. Wanda Green was, you know, the highest paid county manager on this side of North Carolina, making about $240,000 a year. And that's just her base salary. What we also saw out of a retention incentive program, which was yet another controversy that surfaced after her departure, and through regular retirement benefits that the county offers to employees, was that in addition to all that, with her, including her salary and including those benefits, within just the last 6 months of her job, she made about $500,000. And Michael Green worked as a business intelligence manager for the county, was with the county for quite some time as well, and made about $120,000. And that's an interesting thing to kind of, with perspective, look at some of these alleged purchases and some of the accusations that have been made against them with these quite well-paid salaries that they have well above the median household income for this part of town.
Have any comments come from Wanda Green herself or her son, or has it fully been handled by her attorney so far?
It's fully been handled by her attorneys. Michael Green's attorney has said nothing. He's declined to comment on anything. And Wanda Green's attorneys, she actually has two attorneys, one of whom is a prominent defense attorney out of Charlotte. You know, when they have decided to comment, and that's not always, they've largely just said that, you know, that their client is cooperating with investigators and will continue to do so as long as she's needed. You know, what's interesting is that investigators have handed down this indictment. They've pleaded not guilty. They've requested jury trial. And there's been even some motions about their communication with relatives and some status conferences. And so that part of the court process is moving along. But federal officials are still saying that the investigation's ongoing. And so that kind of leaves a lot of questions of what exactly may come out, even as the indictment's already been handed out. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the court process. But, you know, the fact that the officials are saying that the investigation is ongoing raises questions about some of the things that were mentioned in the indictment. When you say the investigation's ongoing, you make no, you're not saying as a federal official whether more charges could be coming, for example, you know, because $200,000 was mentioned in the indictment. But, you know, our reporting has found nearly $4 million worth of questionable purchases and transactions. And what you've also seen is an unnamed county commissioner in the indictment who's been tied to spending some of the improperly purchased gift cards. So there's still a lot of questions, quite a lengthy indictment, about 38 pages, with an ongoing investigation, and some questions are still to be answered.
And I think you worded that very well, ongoing, just what it means. Jennifer Bowman is our guest, the Buncombe County reporter for the Asheville Citizen Times on More to the Story. In the few minutes we have remaining, Jennifer, I wanted to talk to you about another well-known story that you've been covering, a incident of a released video from a couple or so months ago of the former Asheville police officer who apparently attacked and beat up a man by the name of Johnny Rush, who the officer said was jaywalking. This eventually led to a heated debate between a few county commissioners and some of the area police chiefs after commissioners had proposed an idea. Take us to what exactly happened with that.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that is that, you know, the beating of Johnny Rush was dealing with an Asheville Police Department officer. And as Buncombe County commissioners, they have no jurisdiction over that. But what you saw from three commissioners, Al Whiteside, Jasmine Beach-Farrar, and Ellen Frost, was the speaking out and a desire to really look at the policies countywide. And so while they have the sheriff's office, that's an office directly elected. It has the sheriff, and then the police departments throughout the county aren't necessarily under the county's jurisdiction. But there were commissioners who proposed that all those departments, including Asheville, even look at their policies when it came to excessive force, racial bias, and some things that they think could be looked at, reviewed, and possibly improved in light of the Johnny Rush beating. And that wasn't received well by those police chiefs and the sheriff.
When we talk about, again, those commissioners, and by the way, and this really means nothing when there's a concern, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, but these particular three commissioners that were on the same page about this are all Democrats. They had called for what, additional funding for police training and create an independent group to review the body camera footage, I believe.
Yeah, and it's been interesting, actually, as you mentioned, Democrats, you know, Van Duncan, the sheriff, is also a Democrat. So it is interesting to see that that officials from the same party have really taken quite opposite views on this. A lot of the response from the police chiefs and from the sheriff was that we have these policies in place already. We've looked at these things and we're open to additional training. But, you know, the Woodfin police chief, for example, wanted an apology. The sheriff, Van Duncan, he called it a slap in the face. And so it's almost been a debate between the efficiency of the policies, but also maybe the perception of that elected officials may have of law enforcement in the area.
Do you happen to know by chance, especially as we are entering the month of May, at the next meeting of the Buncombe County Commissioners, is this on the agenda to be brought up again soon?
It's not, but you did see some conversation. Sheriff Van Duncan went to the last commissioners meeting, spoke with the commissioners. It was at times heated, but, you know, he offered a more cooperative tone, wanted to partner, wanted to see where they could find agreement and see where they can move forward. But just because it's not on the agenda, you know, this is something that will continue to be, I think, in the spotlight.
You, as the Buncombe County reporter, you get your hands full, don't you?
A little bit, but it hasn't been quite slow. I wouldn't characterize it that way.
Always a pleasure. Jennifer Bowman, the Buncombe County reporter of the Asheville Citizen Times, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
That's More to the Story, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.